Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Matthew chapter number 25. I left off here last week. I talked about the different angels. Jesus speaks of different types of angels. There are holy angels and unholy angels. The devil angel, the devil's angels has his angels. So when we think about God has his angels, and Satan, the devil, has his angels, and Jesus speaks about this in Matthew chapter number 25, beginning in verse number 31. When the Son of Man, speaking of himself, Jesus, shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now, most of you have been with us for years. We went through the study of the book of Revelation. This is referring to the revelation of Jesus Christ. When Jesus comes with all of his holy angels, and he sits upon his throne, it speaks about Jerusalem, where Jesus will rule and reign for 1,000 years. A lot of the people, when they get to what's called the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter number 24, chapter number 25, they get confused about the coming of the Lord, and they refer a lot to the rapture translation. But most of Matthew chapter number 24 and 25, refers to his revelation, not his translation of the saints. So this is another reference. Remember, when they come in all his glory, the angels then will, if I read the rest of it, well, look in verse number 36. And for him shall he gather all the nations. These are the living people, saved and lost, to survive the tribulation period. And he shall separate them, speaking of Jesus, them one from another, the saved and the lost, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set his sheep on the right hand. That's the saved, those ones who were saved during the tribulation period. But the goats, the unsaved, on the left. Remember, these are living people who lived during the tribulation period. They survived those 7 years of tribulation. Jesus is called the judgment of the living nations, we read. Anyway, verse number 24. Then shall the King, Jesus, say unto them on his right hand, the saved, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So get the picture. These saved people, they're in their physical bodies. They enter into the millennium in their physical bodies. Verse number 35, for I was hungered and you gave me meat, and I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. It goes on. And let's go to verse number 41. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, now these are the unbelievers, the lost, people who lived during survived the tribulation period. He addressed the saved, they enter into the millennium. The unsaved, he says, depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So we see the Lord himself has separated the angelic realm. There's the holy angels, and then there's what we would call the unholy angels. The Lord has angels, the devil has angels. And I wanted to mention about something. Turn with me to Revelation chapter number 12 and verse number 4, okay? Where did these unholy angels come from? All right, of course, this is a study of angels. And when God created them, you know, he created all the angelic realm. We've already looked at this. And when he created them, all of the angels that God had created, let me put, they were holy angels. They were good angels. There were not any bad angels. There were not any evil angels. But something happened. When Satan fell, we read here in Revelation chapter number 12, he took a third of the angelic realm with him. We see this in verse number, let's just jump up in verse number 1 to give you the idea, the context. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. This refers to Israel, and you know about that. And she, being with child, this is Israel and Jesus, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, that's Satan, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And that one time when we started the book, we looked at that in the book of Revelation. But let me move on. Verse number 4. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, speaking to the angelic realm, and did cast them down to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Remember the thing about Jesus and the Herod and all that. It's referring to all this time. And she brought forth a man-child against Israel. Am I going too fast? Y'all got the picture. Israel brought forth Jesus, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Referring to Jesus in the millennium. So you're covering a wide spectrum of time here. But and her child was called up unto God to his throne. That's where he's sitting right now. Look, interesting, verse number 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days, literally 1,260 days. And we know when we went through the study of the book of Revelation, this is in the middle of the week where they flee to the mountains when the Antichrist enters into the millennium, declares himself to be God. Satan comes and inhabits the Antichrist, and I don't want to get lost in all this. But Jesus tells them in Matthew 24, when you see this time, you need to get out of Jerusalem, okay? And pray that your flight be not in winter. Pray that the women don't have babies. Pray that it's not on the Sabbath. Remember all that? That's when all this is taking place. But the point I want you to see in this passage of Scripture, that when Satan fell, the Bible talks about he took a third part of the stars, referring to the angelic realm, with him. So in a couple of weeks, probably about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll look at the study of Satan. And, you know, but it's important to understand when we're looking at the angelic realm, when did Satan fall that took a third of the part of the angels with him? That's a good question. When did they go from good angels, in generic terms, from being a good angel to a bad angel, from a holy angel to an unholy angel? And we see it was during Satan's rebellion. If you will, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter number 28. Ezekiel chapter number 28. Let's begin in verse number 11. Now, when we read this, it's what is called double reference. Many times in Scripture, there's a double reference, like a prophecy, if you will. Something's happening during that time. This is a prophecy against King of Tyrus there in the beginning of Ezekiel. But it also is a double reference concerning also Satan. Anyway, I wish I could talk more about that, but time won't allow. But I want you to notice in verse number 11, Ezekiel number 28, chapter 28. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyrus, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. That's where we get this double reference from. Again, the king of Tyrus, there was actually a king, but he was an evil king, and I won't go into all that. But obviously, this king wasn't in the Garden of God, wasn't in the Garden of Eden. He's referring to Lucifer. Thou hast been in Eden, the Garden of God. Now he describes Lucifer. When he was in the Garden of God, every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, and all these things. The workmanship of thy tabrets and thy pipes was prepared in the day that thou was created. When many people think of the devil, they think of this old fork-tailed, you know, and the red suit and the little horns coming up, you know, and kind of. No, when Lucifer was created, he was a beautiful being.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer. This Saturday at 6 p.m., the Inspirations will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll come attend this wonderful evening of music. That's February 28th at 6 p.m. this Saturday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there.